So, Joyce, the session's off and running, and Democratic leaders in the Senate and Republicans in the House are already disagreeing about how to approach the state's finances. Democrats say with the state's big surplus, it's time to make some investments in areas like health care and education. But Republicans want tax cuts, of course. So how is that debate shaping up?
Well, it's probably going to look a lot like last year's debate when we had the Democratic Senate spending more than the Republican House and the governor somewhere in between. The governor released the outlines of his budget last week. It would increase spending next year by over 4%. And Republicans are already saying that that's too much. They say most families are not going to be spending 4% more next year.
Speaking of taxes, Governor Branstad outlined his goals for cutting commercial property taxes, as expected, in his condition of the state address. What's the reaction so far?
Well, Iowa's property tax system is very convoluted, and the governor's plan, he's proposing a major revamp where you, now stay with me here, you tie all of the classes of property together, residential, agricultural, commercial, industrial, instead of the way it is now where agriculture and residential are tied together and commercial and industrial are paying more. So I think it's fair to say that it's going to take the tax writing committees in the House and Senate a while just to digest what the governor has on the table. But as far as some flashpoints, the governor wants to cut everyone's property taxes, cut commercial property taxes more, and then have the state treasury come in and give $400 million to cover the cost of that lost property tax revenue. Well, Republicans are questioning that. They call that a tax shift. It's not a tax cut if the income and sales taxes are going to make up the difference. And the governor would also limit increases in property taxes in the future to 2%, and that's going to cause some heartburn for local governments and their advocates.
There's been a lot of attention to commercial property tax cuts, but I also, Joyce, heard you mention residential property taxes. So is the governor shifting his focus at all here?
Not really, because even last year he was saying he wanted property tax relief for everybody.
Also, as expected, he gave some details of his education reform proposals. What exactly does the governor want to do this year?
Well, he's dropped some of the more controversial things that were debated last year. Some of them you may remember: third grade retention, keep holding third graders back who can't read, 3-point grade point average for prospective teachers. Those things are no longer on the table. And the governor actually admits that he tried to do too much last year. This is what he said about it on Iowa Press this weekend.
We have listened to the concerns, and we've heard that it's too much. The legislature can't digest all of this, so we need to boil it down. We need to focus on the things that are the most important.
And the centerpiece this year is a new career ladder for teachers. This is an idea that's been out there for a long time. It was actually approved back in 2001, but was never funded. Higher salaries for starting teachers are on the table this year. New tuition reimbursements for top students who agree to go into teaching. This year's bill calls for, it doesn't make recommendations, but it does say that they need to be working on the issue of taking student achievement into account when teachers are evaluated.
Of course, the Democrats are already saying they want to address overall school funding before they get to any of this, and the governor is saying essentially the opposite in terms of his order of priorities. Is education reform shaping up to be a non-starter right from the beginning?
Oh, no, I don't think so. They're going to pass something on education reform, and they're going to start this week on the governor's bill in the House.
Now, did any big proposals seem to emerge that haven't been on the radar? Anything surprising?
Well, the one surprise in the condition of the state speech was the governor's call for medical malpractice reform. He calls for a cap on damages in medical malpractice lawsuits. The governor says that was approved under a divided legislature back during the Governor Tom Vilsack's administration, but Vilsack vetoed that bill. The governor attributes that to the fact that Vilsack was a trial lawyer. But anyway, we'll see whether it makes it through this year's divided legislature.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.